This is episode 2371 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day three of our series on single tasking for more peace and clarity. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you do one of the most powerful ways to instantly calm your mind and body, and that is a breathing technique that's going to help you single task. Single tasking is the opposite of multitasking, and we're following along this week with the book by James Clear, titled Atomic Habits. I encourage you to download this book on Audible or read it because it is powerful as you focus on that one thing. That is your challenge this week, focusing on one thing you want to change in your life, or maybe you want to initiate. Or maybe it's something you want to stop doing, maybe some destructive pattern or addiction that you're suffering from that you are ready to give up. Whatever it is, your challenge this week is every day to focus on that one thing and ask yourself two questions. What can you do to let go of the distractions and things that get in the way of you accomplishing this one thing? The second question is, what can you do to create more space to allow this one thing to happen in your life? One of the best ways to do that is to give yourself permission to slow down. In fact, that is the affirmation for the week. I give myself permission to slow down. When you slow down, you're able to pinpoint how to accomplish what it is you seek to do. And as James Clear shares in his book, that is often improving different areas of your life by 1%. These small incremental improvements add up. I want to share with you as well. And in yesterday's episode, I shared with you how the British cycling team became world class after their new director came in and noticed the small details, such as the comfort of their bicycle seats. He looked at the sleep patterns and habits of each individual rider, adjusting mattresses and pillows to suit each one. These small changes created a world-class cycling team. When you think about your own meditation ritual, how can you become world-class? Your meditation ritual can become the backbone of the success in your life, as it is for many successful people. And one way that I was able to meditate longer and more deeply was by making my body more comfortable. Getting comfortable as you meditate is more important than you might realize. How you sit when you meditate matters. And I'll share with you, because it's the number one question I'm asked, what is my personal favorite meditation cushion? Well, it is actually from a company that focuses on just a few meditation products to get them right. So they live and breathe these atomic habits. It's a group of meditators that created Mindful and Modern. I use a cushion set that is so soft you melt into it. I use a rectangular bottom cushion with a round cushion on top. So my knees and my ankles, my legs are nicely cushioned so they're not falling asleep or those pressure points aren't getting uncomfortable as I meditate longer. And the cushion, when you sit right at the end of it, it helps you to keep your spine nicely aligned so that when you're meditating, you're able to better focus. So you're not slumping. And this helps you to meditate so much better. My mindful and modern cushion set is really important to my meditation ritual because, as I mentioned, comfort is so important. My round cushion from Mindful and Modern is stuffed with natural buckwheat hulls. This makes for incredible comfort as you meditate. Mindful and Modern is now a sponsor of our podcast because I love their products so much. They are offering a pretty generous discount to you. You can receive 15% off your total purchase when you enter the discount code MEDITATEDAILY at mindfulandmodern.com. It's Mindful, MINDFUL, and Modern, MODERN.com. Now, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, begin to relax your mind and your body. And consider how your one thing you're focusing on this week will change your life in many ways. Begin to notice each inhale and exhale through your nose. Mentally affirm, I give myself permission to slow down. I give myself permission to slow down. Reflect on when you reach your goal, this one thing. Will you be happy? James Clear states, instead of focusing on goals, focus on systems. He says, if you're a coach, your goal might be to win a championship. Your system is the way you recruit players, manage your assistant, coaches, and conduct practices. If you're a musician, your goal might be to play a new piece. Your system is how often you practice, how you break down and tackle difficult measures, and your method for receiving feedback from your instructor. Reflect on a system you can create for your one thing you're focusing on this week. This breathing technique will help you focus as you inhale. Focus on your one thing. And as you hold the pause between your inhale and exhale, what's one small system you could create to achieve your one thing? When it feels right, exhale through your nose and release all other thoughts. Again, inhaling through your nose, focusing on your one thing. Hold the pause and deepen your commitment by focusing on one small system you could create. As you release your breath, let go of all other thoughts. Continue with this breath for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And at some point, focus simply on the beautiful sensations you're creating. You are so worth slowing down for.